The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Into the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Boosters are to be expected. There's pretty much no sequence of vaccines that any of us have ever gotten that don't need a booster.
Gavin Newsom has been an absolute disaster, and the way he's characterized Joe Biden's handling of Afghanistan tells you everything you need to know.
We let a calendar drive our approach to Afghanistan. We should have been driving this based on the conditions on the ground, and that's not what happened here.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Did you hear about one of the big chants at the college football games over the weekend? I'm not allowed to repeat it. Blank Joe Biden. Bump, 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 bump. Blank Joe Biden. Bump, bump, bump. They didn't say blank. And it wasn't just a few people. Man, President Biden's poll numbers are plummeting dramatically. All kinds of issues we've got Afghanistan. We've got all kinds of disasters on the presidential horizon. And the pandemic is front and center in the mainstream media's coverage. I saw a tweet over the weekend after seeing the stadiums filled with 60, 70,000 people. Even my buddy Joey Hudson in South Carolina seemed perplexed. It's like, pandemic? What pandemic? If you saw the images from the college football stadiums, I mean, it was like, there's nothing going on. And this tweet that I saw from somebody named Sarah Lee sums it up perfectly. Let me read this tweet. She writes, "I'm really appreciating how much college football must be bumming out the pandemic faithful. It has to be legitimately eye-opening to them how little influence they actually have. It's just in their faces, in bright colors, and with a marching band." Sad. Now, she's kind of parroting a Trump tweet with the sad exclamation point. That was one of President Trump's catchphrases. But it's true. It's completely true. It's as if a lot of Americans are saying, you know what? Not doing it anymore. Just not going to do it. And if you saw those college football stadiums, it had to be legitimately jarring to you, to any of us. I admit it. I mean, again, Joey Hudson isn't Mr. pro-vaccine mandate, and he's got the pretty typical conservative mindset that government should not be these doctors who are claiming they're not going to treat unvaccinated people, do you realize how racist it is? Are you willing to be a racist? I wish once and for all the media would acknowledge the deep skepticism and hesitancy over getting the vaccine in the minority communities of America. Blacks and Hispanics have some of the lowest vaccine participation rates in the country. So when you say you're going to treat unvaccinated people like second-class citizens, be ready to explain why you're willing to treat Black and Hispanic Americans like second-class citizens. It could be argued that you are a racist, since everything's racist these days, right? Everything's got to have to do with racism. It's just absolutely true. And Americans who are at these football games are making a calculation. They're making a decision. Here's the declaration that they're making. We're going to live our life. We're going to take our chances. We're going to make decisions about our own personal safety and our health and our well-being, but we're going to live our life. And that's a fascinating thing to watch because the pendulum is swinging. More and more Americans are doing this. And now that the pandemic money is, the unemployment funds are gone, this is the first week that people aren't going to get those unemployment checks. Guess what? People are going to have to go back to work. If you've stayed home because you made more money supporting your family by staying home than working, those days are gone. The unemployment money is gone. It's out. So now at the end of the day, Americans are left with a choice. We're either going to stay hunkered down in the basement and live in fear, or we're going to live our life. And seeing these college football stadiums had to truly be an eye-opening experience for a lot of people. So what was your reaction to it? I'd like to find out. 1-800-655-MIKE. When you saw, maybe you went to one of the games. I don't know, Florida State, Clemson got beat. Ugh, my poor kid Micah is still wearing a black armband and in mourning over Georgia beating the Clemson Tigers. I'm not real sure about this kid that was supposed to be the great hope for Clemson. This quarterback, he did not look like he was ready. He does not look like he's ready for prime time. But if you went, maybe you went to a college football game, or your kid did, or you have a neighbor, or you saw the images on TV. What is your reaction to seeing football stadiums filled elbow to elbow with tens of thousands of people? Because according to the mainstream media, the pandemic numbers are much worse than they were last year. I saw it this morning on the Today Show, and maybe Derek can fact check this, my producer. The Today Show reports that deaths and hospitalizations are and infections are about double what they were this time last year. So let's dive into that together. What's your reaction to seeing all of those people elbow to elbow in college football games all over America this weekend? I'd like to get your legitimate reaction to that. 1-800-655-MIKE. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios for a Tuesday, September the 7th, 2021. I'm glad you could join us. 1-800-655-MIKE. I hope you join us.
Text the show on the MyPillow text line. 1-800-655-MIKE.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Gallagher.
Hey, Mike. Not for sure if you've heard of the new variant that just came out, but they call it the communist variant of COVID.
Hey, Mike, I think it's wonderful about college football and hopefully all football. This was a great weekend. People are out in force saying we've had enough, and amen to them. Woohoo!
Dude, I loved it. I love seeing them people out there, man, getting out there cheering on their favorite college team. You know, this is what it needs to be about, man. Stop living in that fear, man. You got to have that faith. Get out there and live your life to the fullest.
I just cannot agree more. It is so gratifying to see so many people live their lives. And the smart kids, the pandemic fanatics, the mainstream media, they don't know what to do with this. This is an example of the American people saying, we're going to make a determination for ourselves about what is right for us. It may not be right for you to go to a college football stadium. Nobody should condemn you for that. But seeing the media hysteria, look at all these people having a good time at a college football game. They're going to die. They're all going to get COVID and die. You know, there was a headline over the weekend in the Washington Post and an article about Florida. And the numbers are up in Florida, no doubt about it. Like they're up all over the place. They're up all over the world. Headline. This is a true headline. This isn't the Babylon Bee. This is a true headline. In Florida, a summer of death and resistance as the coronavirus rampaged. That's the actual headline in the Washington Post. A summer of death. Now, I've been in Florida almost the entire summer. Funny, it doesn't feel like I'm living in a state that is right out of a horror movie. It doesn't feel like people are dropping dead in the streets all around me. It doesn't feel like the coronavirus is rampaging and killing people. A summer of death. That's how the Washington Post views the state of Florida. It feels like the people, the crazy people, and maybe it's fair to say on all sides, but a lot of unhinged people are just having a field day these days. And so I want to get your genuine, legitimate reaction to seeing college football stadiums packed with people. 1-800-655-MIKE. Let's start with Josh. Hey, Josh, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
Great question. And really, last year I watched maybe 2 to 3 games of college football, not National Football League football. Mm-hmm. I was encouraged, excited, and really the most surprising thing was the fans, where they're showing their faces, they're cheering, they're high-fiving, and you're right, people are making a risk assessment for themselves, and they're choosing to live their standard, let's go cheer on my team.
And that's okay, and we got to accept this, that this is okay, Josh. It's all right to do that. You shouldn't judge other people for what they choose about their life. You shouldn't condemn somebody over what medicine they're taking. I mean, why does anybody care what I take from my doctor? I don't care what you take. If you're sitting around with 5 masks on and you're not leaving the house, okay. If you're driving around in the car with your windows up, okay, and a mask on, okay. That makes you feel better. Knock yourself out. Whatever floats your boat. But leave me alone. Leave me alone if I want to go to a college football game. Leave me alone if I want to go to a Broadway show. Leave me alone if my doctor prescribes ivermectin. I was talking to a friend of mine over the weekend who's been real plugged into, and he's a media person. He's been real plugged into coronavirus coverage, and he's interested in the responses of people and the resistance that people have. And he had no idea that if you go to the National Institutes of Health website, NIH.gov, and you type in ivermectin in the search bar, you're going to be real surprised at what you find, considering the way the media is running with their lies. Did you see what Rolling Stone did? Rolling Stone magazine? A completely erroneous story about hospitals, a hospital that's overrun with people being treated for ivermectin poisoning, anti-horse dewormer poisoning, and they couldn't treat gunshot victims. And it turned out to be a completely bogus story. It was a total lie. They had to retract it. But I promise you the damage is done. And people are going around saying, look at all those morons taking ivermectin. What do you care what another human being takes? And right now, it's going to be kind of intriguing to see which direction Biden goes, because he's trying to run from Afghanistan. I guess he's trying to run from the surge. President Trump pointed it out over the weekend. President Biden cannot run from the fact that all this surging with the Delta variant is happening under his watch. What's he doing about it? Here was Karl Rove talking about the rough road ahead for Joe Biden.
So he's got a very rough period of time ahead of him. The best he can do is narrow it down, try and stay focused, and knock these things out in serially and keep people's expectations low, because COVID is not going to go away. The economy is not going to be roaring and going and blowing like it is. Inflation is not going to mysteriously melt away. And he's kidding himself. The White House is cynically telling reporters, oh, we're not going to talk about this anymore because it's going to go over to the State Department. They're going to talk about it because, first of all, the American people supported the decision. And you know what? They're going to forget this by the time of the 2020 election or 2022 election. That's cynical. It's not going to go away. We're going to hear bad news coming out of Afghanistan in the weeks ahead. And the idea that the President of the United States can sort of wash his hands, you know, a la Pontius Pilate, and say, I'm not responsible for anything bad that happens from here on out. You go talk to Secretary Blinken is foolish. That ain't going to happen.
Something else Joe Biden talks about quite a bit is his late son, Beau, which is much to the chagrin of those who lost loved ones in Afghanistan. Even the New York Times called Biden out for that. Give you an update and more all coming up. Take me where you are. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
The worst capitulation of Western values in our lifetimes. You left behind. I went to Afghanistan. I arrived a couple of weeks ago. It was a republic backed by the United States, backed by the West. Now it is an emerging Islamic emirate trying to find its way.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Portions of our show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE. Or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. This is, of course, a historic week. We're approaching the 20th anniversary of 9/11. There's a new documentary at salemnow.com. It's a 20-minute documentary, and it's called Radio Remembers 9/11. It tells the story of what happened that day through the eyes of New York City radio, radio stations that sprung into action. I, of course, as you know, if you're a longtime listener to this show, we were broadcasting from the Empire State Building in Midtown Manhattan that day. Tons of interviews with on-air reporters and management, including our own Phil Boyce. Check it out. It's called Radio Remembers 9/11. It's just a 20-minute documentary, but it's very powerful and important. And It's at radio, it's at salemnow.com, salemnow.com. Here's a headline. The former FDA commissioner, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, is warning that the true Delta wave has yet to begin in the Northeast. Predicted it's going to start soon after Labor Day. The worst is yet to come, he says. Why isn't the media holding the Biden administration responsible for the surging Delta variant? Why was COVID all of Trump's fault when he was president, but none of it is Biden's responsibility? Of course, we know the answer. Because the media has advocated for Joe Biden, the media doesn't give a rat's rear end about being truthful, being accurate, being honorable. That's the answer. From Afghanistan to COVID, the media has largely given Joe Biden a pass. Donald Trump spoke with John Fredericks, Washington, D.C. broadcaster, over the weekend, had quite a lot to say about Afghanistan and COVID and the kind of common sense wisdom that is lacking right now from the White House that Trump has plenty of. Here's what he said about Afghanistan to John Fredericks.
It's the most incompetent thing I've ever seen. That and having the military leave before the civilians and all sorts of things. And John, I can't tell you how strong we were just prior to that. When I was there, I dealt with Abdul, and we bombed the hell out of Abdul in the area. And we came to a very conditional agreement, and when they didn't meet conditions, we'd bomb them, and they'd meet the conditions. And we had them in great shape. And as you know, they weren't making any moves. They hadn't shot one of our soldiers. I said, if you kill an American soldier or an American, it's going to be a bad, bad week for you.
He also pointed out what I just asked a moment ago, and I was asking it after seeing this clip of Trump saying the same thing. Have you noticed how the media has given Biden a complete pass? I thought Biden was supposed to fix COVID. I thought once we're vaccinated, everything's going to be rosy. So why is the media still harping about the summer of death in Florida? Why is the media screeching about the rising Delta variant? Biden was supposed to fix it, as President Trump pointed out to John Fredericks on his Real America Voice broadcast.
By the way, do you notice where it really surged big under Biden and nobody talks about that? If it ever surged big, it's right now. It's got, in some places, it's bigger than it was when it first came out, by far. Mm-hmm. And you don't ever hear that Biden's doing a terrible job. He has done a terrible job on COVID, just like he did on SARS, the H1N1. He called it N1H1. You remember that all the time?
Yeah,
you get it straight. H comes before N. I said, Joe, H comes before N. But the H1N1, a terrible job, but that was smaller potatoes at the time. But he did a very bad job there, and now he's doing a terrible job on COVID because it's starting to rage again. Mm-hmm. And if that were me, do you think they'd be writing front page stories? They would. We did an incredible job on it with the ventilators and getting the equipment. All the cupboards were bare. And then the big thing is the vaccines. So anyway, people have to have their freedoms, John, and I say it everywhere. I'm a believer in the vaccine strong. I am the one that you wouldn't have vaccines if it wasn't for me. And please, I love our people. So I want our people to take the vaccines. But at the same time, I have to tell you, you can't mandate it. You can't force it. And I don't think it's going to be necessary because this thing eventually is going away.
You know, I'm curious about Trump supporters hearing Trump say, I want you to take the vaccine. What's your reaction to that? Do you respectfully decline? Because I admit, I'm gonna be very blunt. I have a disconnect with people who are opposed to getting the vaccine. Now, that doesn't mean I think you must take it. I'm never going to try to browbeat you into taking it, but I don't quite understand it. I admit it. I don't. And I've had conversations with people who don't want to take it, and it's a peculiar conversation. They can't really tell you why. It's almost like the more pressure they get to take the vaccine, the more they resist. Possibly without realizing why they're resisting. They're smart enough to know if they get COVID, they might be healthy and young, and that doesn't mean they're not capable of giving it to somebody else who's not. So why would you put yourself in that position? Why would you want to, you know, potentially harm other Americans? And I don't know that people can answer that. It's like, well, take, that's your problem. If you're vulnerable, don't leave the house. So in listening to Trump's interview with John yesterday, when he says, I'm a strong believer in the vaccine, I don't know that we can say this too much. And I am very aware that there's a lot of people in this audience who are vaccine resistant. Just like there are a lot of African Americans who are vaccine resistant. Which means if you're treating unvaccinated people poorly, you're essentially treating black people poorly. And I'd love to know how you'd answer that. But let's go right to President Trump's assertion that the vaccines work, the vaccines are effective, the vaccines, he loves his people, he loves our people, he wants people to take the vaccine. How do you respond to that if you're anti-vax? 1-800-655-MIKE. 1-800-655-6453. And understand, let me be very clear, when you get mad at me for saying that I don't quite understand it, I still defend your right to say no. So sometimes when you get mad at me, I don't even understand that. Because I'm not mad at you for not taking it. There were people who were angry with me for sharing the experience of getting the vaccine. It's like, you didn't want me to get the vaccine. Why do you care if I get the vaccine? And why should I care if you don't? If you have reasons. There are people that have medical reasons. There are people that have concerns about the history of vaccines. There are people that want more information. And we have to respect that. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Let's see what you have to say coming up.
Watch the show online at MikeOnline.com while listening to this great radio station.
Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Michelle, my little one. You gave me love.
Gallagher.
I got the vaccine, but I wouldn't force anybody to take it. It's none of my business why they don't want to take it. They can have a reason. They don't need a reason. It's their choice, like it was my choice. Thank you. Bye.
That's a great attitude. That's a great perspective, and that's a perspective that all of us ought to have. You know, choose to get the vaccine like he did, but it's none of my business. And you know, I'm a big mouth on the radio, so I'm going to ask because we're being, you know, browbeaten, it seems, into submission. But when you hear President Trump reinforce that he is not just a believer in the vaccine, a strong believer in the vaccine, he said, I'm a believer in the vaccine strongly. He said, we did an incredible job with it. We wouldn't have a vaccine if it wasn't for the Trump administration. What do you, as a Trump supporter, say to that? Let's start with Rich. Hey, Rich, thanks for joining us. How are you, sir?
Good, sir. How are you? I love you, Mike.
Listen, I love you too.
I don't get it. I haven't got it at all here. If you're a Trump supporter, you want to take the vaccine. He's the credit. He's the guy that came up with it. I don't understand why we're being blamed for no one taking the vaccine. I don't get it. And now, maybe it's a certain type of individual that wants to make their own decisions and doesn't want anybody to tell them what to do. I get that. But if you're a Trump guy, you want to take the vaccine.
It's a strange turn that we've made. That when I say we, this sort of community of people who are right of center, who love Trump and appreciate the 4 years of the Trump administration, we were excited in 2020 that he delivered the vaccine as he promised he would by Christmas of 2020.
And then we all stuck up for him.
So what changed?
I don't know. Remember Biden and Kamala Harris, they weren't going to take the vaccine. What changed? The media. That's always what changed, sir.
That's right. Let me remind everybody what you just said.
But if Donald Trump tells us we should take it, I'm not taking it.
So it's like everything flipped. So now that Biden's telling us to take it, it's like people don't want to take it. It's almost like we're pulling a Kamala. I don't know. I don't get it either. But I like this guy. I want to remember this guy's voice forever.
I got the vaccine, but I wouldn't force anybody to take it. It's none of my business why they don't want to take it. They can have a reason. They don't need a reason. It's their choice, like it was my choice. Thank you. Bye.
I like that. I like that a lot. Jeff, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. How you doing, Jeff?
Oh, hi, Mike. Say, here's the reason I don't do it. You take the vaccine, might be a bad side effect. Take the vaccine, you can still get it. You can still pass it on to somebody else. There are therapeutics if you do get it. That's the way I look at it.
Right, but that's fair enough, and I'm going to respect your decision. So how do you react when you hear that 99% of people dying right now from COVID are unvaccinated?
It's because of the political opposition to the therapeutics.
The political opposite, like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine.
Correct.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your perspective. Brent, you're up. Hey, Brent, welcome. Brent, you there? All right, let's try Charlie. Hey, Charlie, thanks for joining us. Hi, Charlie.
How you doing, Mike?
Good. How you doing?
I think individual freedom is awesome, but it cannot be unfettered. In my opinion, we got things like seatbelts are kind of indicative of the problem. We have to wear seatbelts. If we don't, there's a consequence, right? If you get pulled over by police, you get a ticket.
Right.
So why is it a big deal if we don't wear masks, there's a consequence? We're complaining about that, but we don't complain about seatbelts. Why?
It's a good point. I mean, it's an interesting question. We've sort of taken seatbelt laws for granted, and we know that we could get a ticket, and we will if a cop sees you without a seatbelt. There are layers to this though, Charlie. Look at the fact, for example, let's go back to the resistance to the vaccine in the African American community. So if these Democrat mayors and governors want to mandate mask or vaccine requirements, what does that say about what they think of their African American constituency?
I mean, I understand your point, Mike. I think that, you could break it down by race if you want to. I just look at it in general, but I understand your point. Yes.
I mean, this is complicated, but I think you make a great observation. We don't have and I remember people opposed to seatbelt laws. I'm old enough to remember that there was a great deal of opposition. Americans don't want to be told how to live our lives. And we sure don't want to be told how to live our lives by people who write preposterous articles like the one in the Washington Post that Florida has just experienced a summer of death. I mean, that's insane. And that kind of insanity, Americans don't want to see people like Mike Lindell attempt to be destroyed. Look at what they've done to MyPillow. Portions of our show every day, I say, are brought to you by MyPillow. I mean, Mike's got a platform now, Frank Speech. If you go to frankspeech.com, you'll see a lot of the work he's doing, trying to push hard for election integrity. Speaking of election integrity, breaking news out of Texas. The governor there announced he's going to sign the election integrity bill, SB1. The bill would ban drive-through and 24-hour voting. The bill would set new hours for early voting. There's nothing wrong with this election integrity bill, and there's nothing wrong with fighting for election integrity. But the beast decided to cancel Mike Lindell, kicked out MyPillow out of all the retail stores. So he always comes through for radio listeners, and the Mike Gallagher special is back. You can get the MyPillow premium that's normally $69.98 for $29.98 when you enter the promo code MikeG. Go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to click on the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials box. And with anything you see there, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. These Giza Dream Sheets are the smoothest, softest, most luxurious sheets you'll find anywhere. The sale of the year. For a limited time, you're going to get 50% off these incredible sheets as low as $49.99 when you enter the promo code MikeG. So go to MyPillow.com, support Mike Lindell, support MyPillow, click on the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials box, and be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. You can also go to frankspeech.com and look for the great Mike Gallagher Show specials at frankspeech.com and see what Mike Lindell is doing and how he's fighting hard. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034, like we love to say.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. Yep, coming up. Texas Governor Greg Abbott will sign the election integrity bill, and cue the outrage. The media is going to go nuts. But what's new? You know when the media? How do you know the media is going berserk? It's Tuesday.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.